News Radio WTAM 1100. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside as we lead up to the Hall of Fame weekend with Jim Thome. And Mike, this morning, longtime manager and friend, of course, Mike Hargrove on News Radio WTAM 1100. Grover, we thank you for your time, first of all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's get to it. Do you recall the first time you heard about or saw a guy named Jim Thome in the organization?
God, Bill, that was back in the olden times, so my memory's not real good. Not one specific moment. I think that Jimmy, it seemed like to me, thinking back, that he kind of eased his way into the conversation, and he didn't come just busting in to where everybody said, "Oh my goodness," it was one of those gradual things that just became what it became, which is probably the best way to have happened.
Good point.
I don't remember much about that time.
Mike, what about his transition? Initially, he played third base, and then the move over to first. What about that phase of his career?
Well, John Hart and Danny O'Dowd and I talked a lot about Jimmy at third base, and Jimmy always had really good hands. Jimmy was from third base was a little inaccurate, in his throws. Had a good strong arm, we felt like he could be a very good third baseman if he could, get his accuracy more consistent. And finally came to the realization that we were fighting an uphill battle. There's just some things that take a lot of time to be corrected, and we felt like Jimmy's accuracy was one of those things. Felt like it'd be a good move to put him at first base. We needed a first baseman at the time. And first base is still a power position. So he fit that bill. And I think it was a good move for Jimmy. It was a good move for the Indians. Don't get me wrong, but I think it was a good move for Jimmy because I think, somewhere down deep in Jimmy's mind, he didn't have a lot of confidence in his ability to be consistent with his throwing accuracy, and that took that worry away from him and let him concentrate more on just being the player that he obviously became.
And a very solid first baseman, of course, into being a Hall of Fame hitter. Mike, and I've said this to you, and I've said this about you over that 90s team, I don't think you'll ever get enough credit for the way you just kind of kept everything together. You had some incredible talents and incredible personalities to deal with. And talking about Jim, and the steadiness of him, it had to be nice to know that you had Jim Thome in that locker room every day.
Well, yeah, and it's nice to not have not go to the ballpark. I mean, every day you go to the ballpark, there were fires to put out with that club more so than others. But there were always little things and that you need to tamp down and put out so it didn't become a big blaze. It was comforting to know that Jimmy never was one of those guys I had to worry about, that I had to spend a lot of time trying to keep focused. He was very focused, a great teammate. I think all of his teammates, anybody that's played with him, will tell you that. But you knew that the neat thing about Jimmy is that you knew you were going to get his best shot that day all day. Dave Garcia told me a long time ago when I was playing. I was in a 1-on-1 conversation with him on an airplane, and he looked at me and said, "Mike," he said, "you know what my job, the essential part of my job is that I do." And I said, "Oh, what's that?" And he said, "To get 100% out of however how much you have to give that day, each player. You may have a fight with your wife, or you may have bumped a car or had an accident, and you come to the ballpark, and you may only have 80% of your 100% to give that day." He said, "My job is to get 100% of that 80%. And that always stuck with me. I never had to worry about getting 100% out of whatever Jimmy had to give that day. He gave it all the time.
Well said. Mike Hargrove with us for a couple more minutes talking about the career of Jim Thome. With that in mind, Grover, you had a wonderful respect, I think, about you because you played the game, because of the way you treated people. And with that in mind, I think as fans, we're reminded what a grind it can be. 162, and your health is something you never want to take for granted when you're playing. But a guy like Thome, it just seemed like night after night, he was there for you, right?
He was there, yeah, every night. The only time we ever ever had a problem with that was when he broke his hamate bone right at the end of the season. I can't remember what year that was. I think it was 96, I think, somewhere in there. And, you know, had a broken hamate going into the to postseason. So we had to worry about that and keep him you know, healthy and available to where he could perform. And you know, a lot went into that. The doctors and the trainers and the staff, the coaching staff, did a good job. But that, you know, you look back on the career that Jimmy had, at least, you know, with me, and if the only time that you have to worry about something was when he was, you know, physically injured, like the hamate bone, one time out of, you know, 9 or 10 years that he played for me, that's absolutely amazing. That says a lot about Jimmy.
Jim, Tomey going into the Hall of Fame this weekend, Mike, and the word came down, of course, in late January that it was official. I think we all knew it was going to happen, and certainly on the first ballot. In the time that's passed since, as you've kind of reminisced and talked with others about Jim Tomey, any other thing that kind of bubbles up to you to talk about or to express about Jim Tomey and your feelings about him?
You know, you say it all the time. You hear other people say about it that, you know, Jimmy's as good on the inside as he is on the outside. I think that the thing, looking back on it, that I've, you know, the times I've, you know, thought about it since it's been announced, is the fact that, as I said before, Jimmy was a great teammate, and not just with the Indians. I mean, everybody that played with Jimmy or knows Jim Tomey absolutely respects the way he leads his life and goes about his business. As he got older and got more, you know, more, built up more, gravitas, I guess is the word, maybe not, but, you know, people started kind of gravitating toward Jimmy not so much for direction as much as for the calmness that Jimmy had. I mean, Jimmy played the game and had a wonderful short memory on when things didn't go right. You know, he could forget about it and concentrate on the next time that's a real unique ability. And in baseball, that's essential. And Jimmy had it in spades.
Well said. Former Tribe manager, the great Mike Hargrove, with us talking about Jim Tomey. Grover, we thank you for your time. Have a good day.
You bet. Y'all be good.
Thanks, Mike.